What's up, guys? My name is Luke, and welcome to the Unplugged Podcast, where we talk about things we like to do. In today's episode, we're talking about video games, social media, culture, and sports. Let's get started.
Hello, my name is Shamaya, and I'm Puerto Rican and African American.
My name is Rihanna, and I'm from Dominican Republic and El Salvador, and today we're interviewing each other about our cultures.
Rihanna, are you from here or born in El Salvador or DR?
Well, I was born in Dominican Republic.
Okay, so then how did your parents meet?
Well, my mom was in El Salvador. She was born in El Salvador, but she ended up moving to DR for some reason. I honestly don't know why. I have to ask her. But I believe my parents met at like some restaurant or like some event that was going on in DR. So they started talking and they were friends for a while and then they got together. And I've seen photos of them when they were together. It was so cute. And then they ended up having me. How did your parents meet?
So I was born out here and my parents were like friends before I was thought of. So when they were like in high school, my mom moved to Harlem where my dad lived his whole life. And my mom, she used to go to the park and they became friends. I think they went to the same school. I'm not really sure, but yeah. And then like they got serious and started dating. And then I was born. And for like a few months or something like that, like a year for my life, I lived in my dad's, so I call her my Lela. So my Lela's house for like a few months. And then I moved up. I came to school over here, but I was living in Mount Vernon, like upstate. So like right there, like just getting off the Bronx. And I lived there for like 9-10 years of my life.
Shamaya, what kind of like, what cultural foods
do you have
from?
I'm starting to like yams and collard greens and I love lettuce.
Who doesn't like lettuce?
Because she cooks the lettuce.
Oh, you cook the lettuce.
And well, from Puerto Rico, I like chicken chunks and white rice. Also, I really like penne. I barely eat pork, but that's like the only pork I eat. And bacon. Rihanna, what is one of your favorite types of foods from Dominican Republic and El Salvador?
There's multiple types of food that I like, but mostly I like mangú. It's this dish with green bananas, onions, cheese, what else? Salami and eggs. And it tastes really good. It has a lot of flavor. The one thing that El Salvador is like very huge on is their dish pupusas. It's like it's like a grilled cheese, but they make the bread by hand. And I think they take like white cheese and they just put it in between the bread and it's flat. I love those. You could put different things in. You could put cheese. You could put like different kinds of meat. You know, batalillos, right? Yeah, it's like that, but you could put, it's like bread covering it, not the little other things. I forgot what they're called, but it's nice.
Do you still have family that lives in like El Salvador or Dominican Republic?
My cousins live in Dominican Republic, along with my aunt and my uncle, and my grandparents live in El Salvador. Do you have any family members from Puerto Rico
that
live in Puerto Rico?
I got to speak to my dad about that, about the living in Puerto Rico. But I'm pretty sure we do because about the house in Puerto Rico, yeah, I'm pretty sure we do. So would you prefer going to Dominican Republic or El Salvador and why?
I would rather go to Dominican Republic because I feel like El Salvador is pretty tiny. So it's not really like you can't see as many things in El Salvador as you can see in Dominican Republic. Dominican Republic has beaches, it has resorts, it has like different things that you can actually enjoy, while El Salvador is just like a little tiny place that's like filled with like little towns, but it's not like as big and as much fun as Dominican Republic. But El Salvador, they have a few beaches. Their houses are really nice too. That's like a good thing I could say about there. But overall, El Salvador is pretty cool. I like it. It's pretty sunny out there too, but it's also kind of windy and rainy.
So like experience-wise, you said there wasn't much to do. But were there things that you could, like a few things that you got to do out there?
Yeah, you can go to the beach. The beaches are pretty nice too. Restaurants, there's a few restaurants there. They're pretty nice. If you had a choice to stay in New York or go to Puerto Rico, where would you stay and why?
Honestly, I haven't been to Puerto Rico to physically see, but I could travel to Puerto Rico, but I would rather stay in New York because I don't know too much Spanish and then I would have to learn it. And, like, probably take classes out there or something like that.
If you were to go to Puerto Rico, where would you go first? Like, what part of Puerto Rico would
you go?
Well,
I was actually talking about this with my dad this weekend, last weekend. And I was telling him, because he was saying that he was going to take me to Puerto Rico for my birthday. I was talking to him. He was, like, telling me, like, my grandfather has a house in Puerto Rico. And I was asking him about the black sand beach. And he was saying, like, I think something about a war, I think, was over there. And right next to it is like a cemetery. And I would like to go visit that and go see what that is. When my aunt went, it was this, she had to jump off of a rock. I don't want to jump off no rock. But I forgot what the place was called. But my dad said if I came back to New York and told a Puerto Rican person that I jumped off that rock, they would be, like, excited or happy because that's, like, that's a legend or something like that. I don't want to jump off no rock, but I would do it, like, if I got older and stuff and visited Puerto Rico. Would you rather Dominican Republic traditional clothing or El Salvador traditional clothing?
100% I will pick Dominican Republic clothing because...
Oh, and why?
El Salvador's traditional clothing, it's dresses, and I feel like... That's a little bit much because when you get hot, it's just like making you all sweaty and sticky. So I feel way better wearing clothing from Dominican Republic because there's not really a traditional clothing for Dominican Republic. You just wear shorts because it's hot there. So you wear shorts, you wear t-shirts, tank tops, different types of clothing. Usually it's not really like cold over there. It could rain, but it's like never like cold.
It would just
cold.
Be humid.
Yeah.
What is like traditional music from your home countries?
I've never listened to music from El Salvador, but... I've always listened to music from DR, which is like dembow, bachata. Different types of songs. There's like different rappers. Not like specifically Dominican, but they have like some Dominican in them, like Bad Bunny. Different types of like music artists, but usually I would listen to Bad Bunny. And I don't know if you know this guy, his name is Mark Anthony. My mom loves him. She listens to him all the time. I've never heard any music from El Salvador, but I would love to listen to it one time. It's the type of music you listen to from Puerto Rico.
Well, same thing, like Bad Bunny. It's not kid friendly, but yeah. That's all for our interview.
Thank you for listening.
Hello, my name is Guillermo. Today we're debating which video game is better, Fortnite or Madden. So on Team Fortnite, we have Isaiah and Luke. And on Team Madden, we have Aspen and Abubakar. What's the game about, Luke? Fortnite.
Fortnite is basically a battle royale game mode where you fight against other players and try to win.
Boom, boom.
And Aspen, what is Madden about?
Madden's about like football. Like. All
right. Why do you choose Fortnite over Madden, Isaiah?
I chose Fortnite over Madden because Fortnite is more diverse and it has more game modes and it's more fun to play. You can play with friends and it's like you can play like online and stuff too.
Like, I think Madden's better than Fortnite because Fortnite used to be better like last year or 2 years ago. Because, like, the new updates, because the old updates was better than the new ones.
I slightly disagree with Team Madden because I understand how people feel about the new Fortnite updates and how the game drastically changed. But also, people slightly forget that Fortnite has a lot of nostalgia. And yeah.
What is good about Madden? It's just like...
It's a football game and many kids love football.
Isaiah, what do you experience in Fortnite?
Like, I have fun with my friends. And we get to play and we get to get better and practice. And we get to talk to each other even if we're not playing nothing.
And Aspen, what's your experience in Madden?
I feel like Madden is good because like when you make a touchdown, it's like so good. And yeah, you could call each other from like Discord or from a PS app.
Is it like Madden? You have to be like in the same room to play? In the same console?
No. Sometimes you go to like, it's like online. Like you could play with your friend. Like, I feel like Fortnite is bad because like it has guns and guns is violent.
I have an objection. I think Fortnite can be harmful to a child's brain with guns and stuff, but it also relates to reality. When you go out in the real world, you can't expect sunshine and rainbows.
Sometimes in Fortnite, there's like adults playing Fortnite, like strangers playing Fortnite. And I play Fortnite, and this adult said, "You want to come with me or something with the call?" I said, "Nah." Like, he wants me to join the call. Well, I said, "No." And I left the game.
How does he tell you to join the call if you're not already in the call?
No, because he wants me to join a private call. Because in the game, sometimes when you join public, there's like...
They have mics that they can use. I agree with you and disagree with you because the same thing happens in Madden. Yesterday, I was playing Madden 24, actually, because I like the game. But I played with the older man. I don't know how old he was. He started cursing me out because I was winning.
Dang.
And I left the game. And he added me. I added him back. And he started cursing through the chat.
Dang.
So Fortnite is toxic too, but I feel like Madden is a little more.
You have one final point, Team Fortnite.
Fortnite, I feel like the game is better because it has more players worldwide. And also it has grown over time, just like Madden and 2K and games like that. But I feel like Fortnite basically came from, oh, come get this game, it's free. So have you heard about Fortnite? This game is amazing. Or, mom, can I get V-Bucks?
Team Madden, do you have a final point?
Every time a new season starts in Fortnite, you have to wait like 5 hours to get in the game.
I got a question for y'all. Will you rather pay or wait patiently?
No, it depends the time. Because if it says like 80 days, I'll just buy Madden.
No, because some of the apps that you have, like if you have a lot of apps, it's going to take you slow to update it.
Now think about it. Would you rather pay like $60, which probably took you like a week or like 2 weeks to get? Or would you rather get something free and then have to wait like 5 hours to play?
So that's all for today. Thank you for listening. And that's all.
Hello, my name is Jane. Today, our debate, should kids have social media or not? On team yes, we have Nayana and Tatiana. On team no, we have Shamai and Bismile. Now let's start our debate.
Hi, I'm Tatiana. I personally think that kids should have or should be allowed to go on social media because without social media, kids' life will be boring.
Shamaya.
Hello, my name is Shamaya. I disagreed with Tatiana because when she said without social media, their life would be boring. Kids could actually go outside and play and like have fun outside with their friends instead of being stuck on the screen.
My name is Miss Smiling, and I disagree with Tatiana. Kids should not be able to have social media because like they are basically too young and they should be more like outside, like spending time with their friends instead of being stuck like to a screen where you can see bad things there. Like you can see inappropriate things. And nowadays, like kids are saying more bad words than usual. And I think that's because of social media.
People post inappropriate things that kids shouldn't see. And they get distracted and they're not really into school stuff. And they're not telling their parents. And like they go to their friends and they tell their friends and their friends look at it. And then that gets like more kids into like social media.
My name is Nayana and I disagree with Shamayu because social media
has YouTube Kids without any inappropriate stuff.
My name is Miss Smiling and I disagree. In social media, there's like these things called Omegle and Monkey. You could see like inappropriate body parts. I went on it before and with my friends actually, and we saw inappropriate stuff and so we got out of it.
You could go to the park with your friends and like talk to them there.
I disagree because you can text your friends on TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram. Well, I don't know about Facebook, but yeah, social media.
Nayana brought up Snapchat. One thing about Snapchat, there's a button where to allow your location. And there was, I want to say, friend of family who was playing a online game and gave the person their Snap and had their location on and could have been found. Luckily, the parent got involved.
I disagree. Social media could also be used as a safety hazard. So about the location, people that you know, like family members, it's good for them to have your location so that they can know where you're at, you know, so that they can know that you're safe.
It's Miley.
So, again, kids should not have social media because social media can be a distraction for kids from school.
Nayana.
I disagree with Ms. Miley because on social media, you can learn a lot of things, you know?
Let's say if you need help with your homework, then you can use social media for that reason.
And also, you can learn how to cook, clean.
I disagree. If you like want to go to college, you have to pay more attention in school, not on social media.
That's our debate for today. Thank you for listening.
Hello, my name is Guillermo. Today, we're debating which soccer player is better, Ronaldo or Messi. On Team Ronaldo, we have Aimir and Yair. On Team Messi, we have Isaiah and Nelson. Let's get started. Team Ronaldo first. Aimir.
I like Ronaldo because he has made the most famous kick in all of soccer history. The kick is called the bicycle kick. I don't know how to describe it.
It's called the bicycle kick because in a soccer game, it was Real Madrid against Juventus. Cristiano Ronaldo made a bicycle kick by jumping and then kicking it.
All right, Team Messi. Nelson, why do you like Messi?
Because he's the GOAT, and even though he's short, he still finds a way to go against people that are way taller than him and make a goal against them.
Why is he the GOAT?
Because he has many trophies.
What type of trophies?
Ballon d'Ors, World Cup, and many other trophies.
Isaiah, why do you like Messi?
I like Messi because he is a very good soccer player. And he's won the World Cup with him and the help of his team. I'd like to comment on something that Aimir has said, that Ronaldo has done the bicycle kick and it was the most famous kick ever. Well, Ronaldo wasn't the first person in soccer history to do it. So he just copied off of somebody.
Ronaldo has done the bicycle kick, but so has almost every famous soccer player.
Yair, what do you want to add on?
What I want to add on, Nelson, of what he said, that he has more Ballon d'Ors and trophies, is that even though he has more trophies, that doesn't mean he's better than Ronaldo. Ronaldo is still better because the trophies don't matter. What matters is making more goals.
Oh, Nelson, what do you want to add on?
What he said is what matters is making more goals, but Messi has more goals than Ronaldo in soccer history.
That Cristiano's better. He may have less goals, but they might be better than Messi goals because he can make goals that are more far distance.
But isn't it better if you make it closer because you have a better chance to make a goal?
If you make it far away, because I mean, like, that's like a record.
All right, I'd like to comment on what Yair said. It doesn't matter what distance or like what skill they use to kick the ball into the goal. All that matters is that they make it into the goal and they win the game.
Nelson?
For the World Cup, Messi literally had to carry his team to the finals. Messi has more speed. Messi has more shooting goals. And isn't a penalty better than like shooting from that far?
No, because that's like the easiest way to make a goal. But like when you shoot a goal from far distance, it like makes it more excited.
Like I said, it doesn't really matter what skill they use or how they get the goals. As long as they make the goal and win for their team, it doesn't matter how they win.
I still think Ronaldo's better because he's older than Messi and Messi's already tired. And Ronaldo has better physique and he's fit. Like, he's just better. He's the main character.
Nelson?
Just because they're fit doesn't mean that they're the best players. Like, there's many good players in history that have not been fit, but still make an impact in soccer history.
But I still think Ronaldo's better because I've been liking him, and like, he was my inspiration since I was young.
That's all for today, and thank you for listening.
Hey guys, it's Miss Mining. That's all for this episode of the Unplugged Podcast. Thank you for listening.